So the text talks about banquets. Everyone's invited. So what I have, the term I'm using is the generous invite. We're going to do that's the experiment. So that's part of the 7,000 in the newsletter. Did anybody get the newsletter yet? In the article in the newsletter, I wrote about that. The next week, 7,000 pounds. So what I've done here, I'm just going to I want to see if it works. I'm just throwing. Oh, it does work. Good. I'm excited about that. So what we're going to do, because I like throwing things in church whenever I can. So what this says, it's a case. I just wrote this morning, so don't worry about the. But what this is advertising for what we're doing next week. I'm going to throw them all over, so everyone's going to get one, and we'll pick them up, and we'll collect them in the back. But this is kind of an evangelism tool for us. I want you to take this, and this is what it says. A case at a time, a can at a time. It all counts towards feeding the hungry. Help us fill up a horse trailer full of food for those in need. St. Mark is part of the LCA Lutheran Church, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. And at the 25th, and the 25th year gift for the denomination is food. Not really, but it's a good idea. Help us meet our goal of giving a 7,000-pound anniversary present to the Thurston County Food Bank on Sunday, September 8th at 10 a.m. Our church is collecting the items most needed, and it's listed. Some of those items were in there. High-protein canned food, pasta and macaroni and cheese, canned fruit and vegetable soup, baby food, and they especially need baby food. Please consider helping us reach this goal by donating a case or a can. It all helps. Please give your gift of food to the person who gave you this announcement. Drop it off at the church at our address or come on Sunday. Thank you for helping us celebrate our birthday by making a difference for the hungry. So I'm going to throw some of these up in the air. All right. And we'll just get some. And we're going. Oh, I thought that you weren't going to get any. I was just going to. Oh, that one didn't. Oh, that was kind of. There we go. So make sure you, because these, oh, jeez. Try and get up top there. Oh. All right. Oh, jeez, that wasn't very good. Oh, that didn't go at all. I don't know. All right. Who really wants me to throw something at them? No, I just want to. I'm just going to put the rest right here. Put the rest right there for right now. So, a generous invite. That's the experiment. Here's what I know about being generous. Jan is generous because she helped us figure that out. This congregation is generous with. I've seen it with Mountain View. There's people who work at the food bank here. I've been at the food bank. There's just tons of generosity here. So lots of folks are generous. When I think about the food bank specifically, I think about two places that I've been a part of in terms of the generous invite of helping people. I worked right after PLU whenever that was, 88, seems like a long time ago, I worked for the Tacoma Rescue Mission. It's a standard rescue mission, but it's in Tacoma, and that was like my first job, and I actually had to wear a tie, and I was a night staff person at a woman's shelter. And then in the morning, I had to get my bus license, and I would drive a bus down the street to the mission, the main building, and there they would get breakfast, lunch, and then do whatever they did. But I always, the thing that bugged me the most about that was that they would do the prayer and the service beforehand. And for whatever reason, that bugged me. Because I felt like you had to do something to get something. Now, I get why it's done. I understand the philosophy. But for me personally, it bugged me. Because here's why. Before that, in 86, I did an internship at St. Leo's Catholic Church. Are you familiar with St. Leo's in Tacoma, any of you? Very big social justice on it's not Capitol Hill, what's that hill? The hill in Tacoma no one likes to be on. Hilltop, yeah. Everybody knows it, they just don't like to go there. So that's where St. Leo's is, anchoring in one end of Hilltop. And I did an insurance, because they have a soup kitchen there based on, now I can't think of her. Man, why am I blanking? Who? Not Mother Teresa, but it's a early 20th century woman who opened these, what is it? Oh, I can't think of her name. I'm blanking on that too. But the basic model is everyone is welcome regardless. Everyone gets food. Dorothy Day. There it was. Dorothy Day. The Catholic worker movement. Dorothy Day. That St. Leo's modeled this place where you came to get food after that. And I talked with the director a lot, and I saw him be the most gracious you can possibly be to a human that nobody else, I can guarantee, is going to be gracious to. And he found a way to do that because that was his gift and his calling, to be there and to be a generous inviter and hospitable, because that person needed something. And it goes back to the Hebrew reading. You know, you may be entertaining angels when you're helping people. So here you have this giant, but there are limits. You know, I'm a realist. When Beth did her internship in Boston in 91, 92, that was a recession time, hard to find a job, but I found a job at a men's shelter. And it was an overnight position again. And I'm just telling you, when you hear 150 men on one floor sleeping, no, it's actually a profound experience, because you have all of these humans doing what humans do, and there's no war, there's no strife. It's sleep and peace. Even in the midst of this old abandoned warehouse where they were sleeping, but they were sleeping together and they were safe, and it was peaceful. It was a beautiful image. But one of the responsibilities of being a staff person there was you had to let people in. And sometimes you couldn't, because they were banned from the shelter because of choices they made, and they just made one too many choices where if that person came in, you knew they were going to hurt somebody, or you knew they were going to hurt themselves, or both things. And you have to be practical. That's how communities are. That's how relationships are. That's how marriages that survive are. You got to be practical. You know what I'm talking about there. So what we're doing now is part of this theme, part of this banquet, part of what Jesus is talking about. Humble yourself to be exalted. Exalt yourself to be humbled. So in this generous invite, this experiment that we're going to do next weekend, it's based on Jesus. We all know what it's about. Everyone needs to fill their tummies. And the food bank, I met Robert Coit, the director of the food bank. And as I was talking, because he came here to, I can't remember why, but he was here early on when we were first here a year ago. And he said something to me, which I've heard before, and I've always thought, that's not possible. But maybe the older I get, the more I think, maybe I should rely on God more. God's work our hands, and maybe I should do this thing. But he said, this is what he said. He said, I believe that we can eliminate hunger. That's what he said. I believe that we can eliminate hunger. Now, you may not believe that. But he believes it. I believe we can eliminate hunger. That's what he says. He's sticking to that story. If you go on the food bank website, that's their mission, to eliminate hunger in Thurston County. And I'm starting to think, I believe we can do it. Because if we can't do it here in Thurston County, which turns out after living here for a couple months anyway, it's a pretty awesome place to live. But if we can't do it here, it can't be done, because we don't have war like other countries here. This is peace. This is good living in a good place filled with communities of good people. Overall, we all have our days, I understand. But if we can't do it here, maybe it can't be done. I believe we can. And so that's why next week, the bags of food. If everyone brought in, I'm going to say 25-pound bag, 300 people. That's all you need. 25 pounds, 300 people. It's done. 7,000 pounds done in the horse trailer. That's how easy it is. So if everyone were to do a case in this room right now, we're halfway there easily. You take one of those things and give it to a friend or two, done. It's not rocket science. It's just getting some food, collecting it, and giving it to people who disperse it. That's it. It's easy. And 7,000 pounds will make a difference. Then, you know, since it is the 25th anniversary, I thought, well, seven, that's not bad. But why not? Let's just go for 25,000 in a year. Now, I don't know what 25,000. Yeah, people who are part of the food bank, maybe that's a crazy number. I don't know. But I want to do 25,000 in a year. And in this next round, whenever we do the next round, we're going to do like they did in Grace Harbor, in Aberdeen and Hoquiam. What they did, the schools, every year they would do food ball, it was called. Aberdeen versus Hoquiam, and you'd spend a week collecting food and money. And then you'd see whoever won, and they'd get this little trophy. But I'm telling you, competition makes a difference. And in Hoquiam and Aberdeen, competition makes a difference. So I'm thinking, us and that little church over at Good Shepherd and that little Gloria Day and Gull Harbor and us, and was the four of us get together, we ought to be able to come up with 25,000. You know, that shouldn't be a problem. And of course, St. Mark will have the biggest number. But anyway, so that's the greater goal. Because it is God's work, our hands. When we sing this song today, this hymn of the day, you know, it says on here Beth was preaching, but we had some shifts, so obviously Beth is not preaching today. But I am. This Gather Us In, it's a fantastic song. I love this tune. I love Marty Haugen, just about everything he does. But this last line of this tune is what it's all about. Not in the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away, but here in this place the new light is shining. Now is the kingdom. Now is the day. Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together, fire of love in our flesh and our bone. I want to stop hunger. I want to stop hunger. I think it can be done here. So let's work with the food bank and let's live out the theme, God's work, our hands. Amen.